This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is en route back to the White House after 72 hours in the hospital for treatment of COVID-19. The president, wearing a mask over his nose and mouth, strode out of the hospital on his own Monday evening, waving briefly to reporters but offering no comment before he climbed into the vehicle that would take him from Walter Reed Military Medical Center back to the helicopter that would take him to the White House a few miles away. Mr. Trump's primary physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters Monday, though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Conley said there was nothing being done there at Walter Reed that could not be done at the White House instead. The president's taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. He's also taking a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. Mr. Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden were about 4 meters apart on a debate stage last Tuesday in Cleveland, Ohio, just a few days before the president's infection became public. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests at least 2 meters for social distancing purposes. Mr. Biden's campaign said the former vice president tested negative for the coronavirus on both Friday and Sunday. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife have also tested negative for coronavirus. While the president's campaign activities are on hold, Mr. Pence is expected to make campaign appearances this week. On Wednesday, he faces off in a debate with the Democrats' vice presidential nominee, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. The coronavirus has killed about 210,000 people in the United States. This is VOA News.